And your mother could make the brown bread and the tarts.
Oh,
and things,
we never bought bread. Oh, the bread, but she used to make it on the pan. So it was nice and thin. There wasn't a lot of dough in it, so I didn't mind that so much.
Right.
It was nice.
You like the thin bread?
Oh, I did. Not much dough. And you'd have butter and you'd have jam.
Would you make your own jam now, or would you buy the jam?
Oh, made all. No, you bought nothing. You made all your own jam.
What kind of a jam now would you make?
Well, the most thing we used to have was vegetable marrow jam. We used to grow them ourselves.
All right.
My mother would keep the seed out of the marrows, and she'd sow them in little pots, and she'd go out in the garden then and dig a little corner. Plant them, and the marrows would come, they'd be that size.
Yeah, I was going to say they'd be big.
Yes, oh, very big.
And what, would she boil them then after that, or what?
No. We'd peel them and clean out the insides and cut them up into small little pieces. And I can't remember, was there sugar put on it? But it was left overnight and to be flowing with water
right.
Next day. And that was put into the pot and put over the fire. And we'd be told, stir the jam.
And that would be your jam would be made then in a couple of hours?
That's the jam then into the press, and she'd have all kinds of jam, everything she could get.
Lovely,
apple jam.
That would be nice on the bread.
It was for the bread, yes. Yeah. Yes.